Dann darf auf seine mit Beis, let us start from the last quarter of the Amid, Tana Bereishis Bishnayim, Yehi Rekiya Be'echot. That there are two Oilem by Parshas Bereishis, and one Oile by Yehi Rekiya. Marek Bishloime Yehi Rekiya Be'echot, plus a Psuki Havid, there's three Psukim, the Mamele, that's enough for one Oile. Ela Bereishis Bishnayim, Hei Psukim Havye, there's five Psukim in Bereishis, Vesanya, we learned about Vesanya, HaTeire B'Teir Al Yifreis Megimel Psukim. So how can you have two Oilem in Bereishis? Is Rav Omar Doilek, Rav says that the second Oile goes back one Pasuk, he repeats the third Pasuk, what the first Oile had was Kaire. Shmuel Omar Pasuk. And Shmuel says that they split up the third Pasuk. So each one has 2.5 Psukim. The Rav the Omar Doilek, my time alay Omar Pasuk. Rav that says that he goes back, why does he not hold like Shmuel that you split up the Pasuk? Kesavar ko psuke de loy paske mei shanan loy paskine loy. That's okay, since we don't split up psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Pesach. So therefore we don't split up psukim. Ushmul omar Pesach umi paskinim omar Rab Chanine Karo. Rab Chanine was a Baal Koire. Ha-godol hoi le eitzel Rab Chanine ha-godol lo hita lo lipsaik elo le tinoike shal beis Rabban hoi lo dislamed asuyin. That he had problems to teach Tinoike Shel Beis Rabban. They could not grasp and comprehend the whole Pasuk at a time. So he got a hefter from Rab Chanina Gogol that allowed to learn, teach half Psukim. But so there, because Hoyle Islamid Asuyim said it was a hefter, but Tamazai, you're not allowed to be Pasuk, a Pasuk in the middle. So the mother says, Shmuel, all some time in my mission lo yefsha. But when it is impossible, then one is permitted to split a pasuk. Kochanami lo yefsha. Here it also lo yefsha, because we'll see that he holds there's no Indian of Doilig, because he holds there's a chash of hanachnosim v'hayotim. Let us again see Rashi. Bereishis b'shnayim kayin v'levi kayin bereishis. Plus a psuke ave v'sagi bu l'chav gavre. That's good for one oyla. Rav omar doylet, arishin kayre shloish a psukim, v'asheni masru b'posik shesiyim boi harishin, v'ashnayim imei harei shloish, about how he's kayre the three psukim. V'mishum ein mishayrim b'parshe pochis mishloish a psukim. What is the svara of Rav? The svara that if you leave over two psukim, so the yaitzim are going to say that the next oila will only be kaira two psukim. Leka, here it doesn't apply. Mishum leyefsha in Hanami, that's a problem. But when it's leyefsha, we have to live with this problem. Pesach, Shmuel says, Mavsik ha-Pesach l'shnayim. You divide the Pesach in half. Rishon, Koirei, Shnei Pesukim v'chatzi, Levi, Mashlam, Chatzi, Oisei, ha-Pesach, Shekor, ha-Koin, im Shnayim, ha-Nisorim, so 2.5 Pesukim is also sufficient. And Chanine Kara, Shoye, Bal Mikro, V'yoido, Begirso, Uboki, Betaimel. Tagodol halbei torachti v'chazarti olov sheyater li lipsei kaposik l'shnayim l'tzorech hatineke shalomdim v'ponai she'einam yecheilam likrei posik kule, they can't lay one whole posik. It seems tagodol, I mean, till he got this heter, it didn't come so easy. The Gemara so Shmuel answers, ochanami le'efsher Gabi Sefer Teire, it's also impossible. We don't have another eight. The Bedilugi Efsha, the Shmuel holds you cannot be medalik mishum hanichnosim v'hayoytsim, because of the hanichnosim im yoytsim. What does that mean? Im sheini doylik u'maschul b'posik shesiyim boi harishin. So that means the second one is going to start from the third posik, is m'nei odom hanichnosim shleisham bo kriyas harishin svurim loima. So they'll think, if he's starting from the third pasuk, the mustamba the first oilo line to psukim. The nafik minei chubis, so a chubin will come out of this. Uch shaharishin kairei gimel psukim, ve'enim ishaya elishnayim, ik egzeiris yaitzim. That means those that go out after the first oilo, so the sobri hai sheini, the Sagulei b'shnei psukim, they'll be under the impression that the Sheini will only lay in two psukim. That's also sufficient. Frek the Gemara weiter. Meisve. So we have here a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if the Eitze is Doilek or Paisik. We learned Parsha Shalshisha psukim, Kairin Oiso b'shnei. And you, it could be two Oilam, could be Oilam this Parsha. B'shel Chamisha. What if you have a parsha of Chamisha Psukim? Harishen Kairei Gimel. So the first Oyla lane is Gimel. Hasheni Kairei Shnaim mi parsha Zu. Ve'echot mi parsha Acheres. And one from the second parsha. V'yesha Imre, another say Gimel. He has the line Gimel from the second parsha. V'she'ein ma'asilim b'parsha b'pachis m'shloisha p'sukim. Like the Gemara, l'man di omar doylig lidloig, l'man di omar paisik livsik. So why the Rashi explains, according to the second man di omar, that holds you have to learn three p'sukim in the second parsha. So why do you have to do this? It could be doylig or paisik. Here you have a second parsha, so if you can avoid Enochanami, Doilig and Paisik is only B'diyavidik Aitzis. If you could have avoided, we try to avoid it. Let us see Rashi. Meisve, parsha shoshisha psukim, ashar yemais ashonikoi, yesh oimrim, Shloisha mi parsha achiti. Achi garsina. Baman da oma doileg lidloi, baman da rapaisek lipsek kloima. Parsha shalchamisha psukim, amai kairi sheini shloisha psukim ve parsha acheret. Lidloi oi lipsek. The Gemara says, the islei rafche, here he is, rashi yachal likrois mi parsha acheret. He says, Rashi had said before that the whole heter of Sai Lipsaik and Sai in Rashi as Takash and Meshayim Beparsha Parsha Mishloi Shepsukim is that Mishim Delay Epsha. But here, Sheyachal Likas Meparsha Acheres, so the Vizlai Rafsha Likas Meparsha Acheres, so then you avoid all these. So in these circumstances, the shaila is which is the better eitze, either lidloig or lifsek. Zuktaisvis, Rav Amadoilik, Perish Harishin Kairei, Meirish Aparshe, Kimu Psukim, Vasheini Shein Loik Im Shnei Psukim, Medalik Posik Echot, וקוירי ממה שקור הראשון. וכן נעמי בראשי חדושים מדלגים. זה כבר מגיל הסס, בראש חיידי, שאולסו מדלג, that the lady says over the last פסק, that the קוירי. והקשו הרב יהודה ברנוסן, ועמי מדלגים, עמי עיני קוירי בראש חיידיש, why you medalik? Amai eini kaira lemaila beparsha. Why don't you start before? So memele, so then you won't have to be Dalek. But be Shabbos, b'chayla, and how do you know you can start before? Even though that's not the Iker Kriya, the be Shabbos, b'chayla, shalmoye, k'ayrehu merei ato oimer elai, we start from over the merei ato oimer elai, afal pi sheikar apar sheinem aschelaskim mipsolecho, afal pi kei, we start from before. So Mamela, let's start, so by Rosh Chodesh, let's start from before, and you won't have to be Dalek. We have also Ravche. Rishloima, the Mishamochi, who koire re'ei beparsha shal mailo, by Shabbos Chalomoi, lefisha kol oisa parsha mishtoi bechad inyone, because it's speaking about more or less one inyan, even though it's not negeya chalomoi, dabal kaponim, it's one inyan. So Mamela, we can start before. Aber beparsha derechayt v'reish chaydish la'el minelu mishtoi klal michad inyonim. It's not an inyon, it's not the inyon which we're being koyre now. V'kachini koyre beparsha shal mailo, ela doylet. V'mizeraye, so now this is just set a yisod, that the whole heter of Ravche is only If the psukim I'm adding on are al kaponim from the same inyan akriyat what we are kaire. So, but if it's a different inyan, so then you're not meisiv. Then you don't say that's called ikeravche. This is the seer of the baraisa. The baraisa is speaking about Monday and Thursday. So you're learning the Parshas HaShavuah, and Parshas HaShavuah, so Mamela you add on another Parsha, another three Psukim is no problem. So that's Minyan of the Yoyme. But like this, if it's not Parshas HaShavuah, it's only what is Negeya us, a Me'ura that occurred this day, it's Minyan of the Yoyme. The Tavke, if it's the same Indian, but we are Kaja, then we could be marchiv the kriya before or after. The Taisu says, "Mizeh raya leminageinu, aha b'loikerinin b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos parsha shel Shabbos." Why are we not kirei in every Shabbos parsha shel Shabbos gemayish on the oisim b'yontiv, shon the kirei parshis lefi hameure? That we learn from the Me'ura from the each Yontif. So why don't we learn on Shabbos from the of Shabbos? Fishem beparsha shel Shabbos loyish psukim. They learn mishne dalug la'el loyhavi mechad inyonet. That Yisod just Taisus just said now that we will not go back to something which is a different inyan. So therefore, Shabbos, we are unable to learn Minyan Adiyayim. Gezeire mishum anichnosim v'hayoytzim, perish shanichnosim shaloi ro, those who come in, shaloi ro sarishayim shekara gimel psukim, v'yiru hasheni shekere posek echot milamayla, they'll see that he starts a pasuk from before. Yoimru shalrishin loikore elo shnei psukim. They'll say that the rishin only learned two psukim. Bahayoytzim shalrishin kore shloish psukim. Beinim mishaya elo shnei psukim. Kikzeres yoytzim the sovi hay sheni sagile b'shnei psukim. That that they'll think the yoytzim will be under the impression that the next kaire will only learn two psukim. That's the svar of Shmuel. That's why we are pricing. Zok the Gemara weiter. Parsha gedoyla kairin oisa bishnayim bishachis ube musaf ube minche kairin alpia. That was the end. It said the first. It said the how the oifen akriyis parsh gedoyla kairin oisa bishnayim bebetanya kairin beechot. Then it says bishachis ubemusaf ubemincha kairin alpiyim. So iboyilu. So the gemara is a shaila. What is pshat? He says it starts off bishachis zicher you bezadin kriyeh. And we say a parasha gedoyle, there are two oilem, a parasha ktane, there's one oile. Then it says, ubemincha koyren al piyem. So that we know klo, mincha, there's no din kriya bechlal. It's the koyren al peh, there's no oilem. Now, ubemusev, the shayla is, does bemusev go together with mincha? And by musev, there's also no oilem? Or does musev go together with shachis? That's the shayla of the gemara. Iboilu. Heichi koma. Bishachis ubemusev koyren oiso b'seifer. And then there's oilem. A pashik tana is two oilem. A pashik deila is two oilem. A pashik tana is one oilem. ובמנחה קיירן אויסה על פה כקיירן השמה, עידו מאוחי קטוני, בשחס קיירן אויסה בספר, ובמוסף, ובמנחה קיירן אויסה על פה כקיירן השמה. So what is the correct pshat in the Mishnah? תשמה דסניה בשחס, so the Braisa says כלו, בשחס ובמוסף נכנוסים לבייס הכנסת. וקוירן כדר שקוירן כל השון, וזה קריה בי שחס המוסף. ובמנחה, בתי מנחה, יוחיד קוירי אויסו על פה. בי מנחה, there's no קריה בתוך הספר, no, היוחיד is קוירי אויסו על פה, the Gemara that have me nail, that one יוחיד lanes על פה for the ציבור, This kriya. Omar Rabbi Yosi v'chi yochid yochel likreis divrei teira al peh b'tzibu. Could a yochid be moitzi a tzibu b'dvorm shebeksav, can he be moitzi them al peh? So the Gemara answers ala kulon nichnosin v'koyren oisa al peh k'koyren eshema. So the Gemara says, no, the yochid is not moitzi the tzibu. Now everyone says for himself the parsha and kekoyren eshema. The goyin and simin mem tes brings a raya from this gemara. There are different shitas. The dalach of dvorim shebiksav yato rishoy lo imra balpe. So the goyin brings a raya from this gemara. That's the rehitas loshen ha gemara that a yochid cannot be moitzi. Dvorm shebeksav bal peh a rabin. But if there's no being mighty, no, each one is saying it himself, so then each one is permitted to say it. Now, it's very unclear, that's how the going brings, this is one sheet in Shulchan Aruch, one sheet in the Tur, and the going brings the Rai from this Gemara that's together. Dvorim shebeksav yatosh reshoi loim robal peh means for a yochid to be meitzi yatzibo. There are other shitas in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Tes. There's one shita that says that dvorim shebeksav, one is permitted to say, but not totally being moitzi. One is permitted to say only if it's rogel in that parsha. Like Krishme, parsha Satomid, Suki de Zimre, parshas which someone is rogel, zelche parshas one can say balpe. So, if it's not rogel, if it's a parsha that people are not rogel balpe, you're not allowed to say it balpe. According to that pshat, it's not too clear. So, the whole parsha from Bereishis, the Olam is rogel in this parsha. Bechlal, it's modne the moshel also. Kekoyrin es shema. The Mishnah says that by the koyrin alpiyin ke koyrin eshema. Just like ke koyrin eshema. What is the dimyan? Why do we have to give a mushel? It's the koyrin alpiyin. Each one lanes the parsha. Ke koyrin eshema. In And if we will say that, if I'm not mistaken, there's a machlekes, the Shagasayin, the Goyin, if by Krishma Gufe, one can be Maitzi someone else. If there's a din of Shemeya Koine by Krishma. So Lechayre, if you hold that you can't be Maitzi, so then perhaps we could understand the Dimyin ke Koirin es Shema. That means that the Koirin alpiyin ke Koirin es Shema, that means you're not Maitzi. Just like by Krishma Gufe, one cannot be Maitzi someone else. There's no din, so koch by Koirin es Shema, everyone has to lane by himself. So here everyone says the parsha ke Koirin es Shema. So then I understand a little bit the Mishnah is giving a dimyan that the Koirin alpiyin ke Koirin es Shema. But if you learn the Indian of Koirin es Shema because it's a parsha regile, so in Lachaire, I don't understand this, if this is a the kriya from Bereshis to Vayichulu is a parsha regila, everyone knows it by pen. Zakh the Gemara weiter. Kol yoim sheyesh by halol ein by maimit. But then the chula, we have to go a little further. The Mishnah said, let us just look at the refresh our memories. Kol ben Musaf ein ben Ne'ile. So Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Kol ben Musaf, the day when there's a Kol ben Musaf and the Anshei Maimed are busy, they're torud with the Kol ben Musaf ein ben Ne'ile, so there's no Maimed. There's no maimed by Ne'ile and Kosh in Minchem. Kol ben Eitzim, a day where there's a Kol ben Eitzim, ein be Minche, there's no maimed by Minche. Livrei Rabbi Kiva. Amalei ben Azai, kachoy Rabbi Yeshua Shoyne, Rabbi Yeshua said differently. Kol ben Musaf, ein be Minche, there's a Kol ben Musaf, so there's no Maimed by Minche, and by Nila there is. And Kol ben Eitzim, ain ben Nila, after the day they bring a Kol ben Eitzim, there's no Maimed by Ne'ile, but there is a Maimed by Minche. Now, according to Ben Azai, Chazar Rabbi Kiva Liyoy Shoinik Ben Azai. Now, our Gemara is going according to Ben Azai. So according to Ben Azai, it comes out as follows. When there's a Kol ben Musaf, there's no Maimed by Minche. When there's a Kol ben Eitzim, there's no Maimed by Ne'ile. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And let's just refresh our memories. We had a Machlekes, Rashi in Tosfos. What Pshat is, Kol ben Musaf ein be Minche. So Rashi said, Rashi says, Maimed shel Minche, Maimed de Ne'ile. That's what Rashi said. And Tosfos said, Kol ben Musaf ein by Ne'ile, Per Hashem shekreim by Musaf, ein by Ne'ile, lefi shetchudim ein by Musaf, ein lefnai loima Ne'ile. From Tosfos it would seem, ein by Ne'ile means they don't daven bechlau the tefillah of Ne'ile. That's how Tosfos loim shah. So even machloik is Rashi and Tosfos, which will be very much negeya agamor we're learning now. So, but Agama is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Ben Azai B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, that a Kol ben Musaf there's no Minche, and a Kol ben Eitzim there's no Ne'ile. Frag the Gemara, Ma hefresh bein ze lo ze, halolu divrei teire, v'halolu divrei seifrem. A very Sosom the Kigemore, what the Kash is and what the Teretz is. So let us see. So Rashi says, Pshat, Mehefresh Bein Zeloze. Maishno de Korban Eitzim. So the Gemara is only speaking about now the Korban Eitzim. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Korban Eitzim is Deiche. The Korban Eitzim is Deiche Ne'ile, and it is not Deiche Minche. Is Maishno de Korban Eitzim Dochi Maimed de Ne'ile? It's Deiche the Maimed of Ne'ile. Or Maimed de Minche Loi Dochi. Let it be like it yet. So the Gemara answers, Halolu Divrei Teire. Minche. Minche is Divrei Teire, Kedem Rinem Bebroches. Yitzrak Ovino Tikin Tfilas Minche. Shnema Vayetze Yitzrak Losech Basod Alifneis Erev. Deneila Mi Divrei Seifa. Tzrichen chizek loy garfinen, we'll speak about that later, what the tzrichen, what the girse, what's pshat in that girse. But al koponim, kashi learns pshat. The Gemara asked the kashi, why is the korban eitzim, why do we say that it's doiche the maimed of nile, and it is not doiche the maimed of minche? So the Gemara says, because minche is more choshev than ni'ile. Minche is a deraise. Either the Gemara means, and Rashi says pshat, because al kaponim there's a remez, a teire for minche, lasuach basode. Or others want to say it's a takonis nevim, it's a takonis from the obis, Yitzhak Avinu was mesak and minche. So that is a din of a deraise. So memele, you're not teiche, you're not teiche, a tvile, the Ereise of Kaponah by a Korban Eitzim. So Mila is only a Darabonon, we don't have any Mekurs, not a Tikkun Nevi'im, there's no Remes on the Ile, so therefore, the Korban Eitzim with Doiche, the Maimed of Nile, and not the Maimed of Minche. The Gemara Sari asks a Ha'ore, which is, Ashitas Rashi, it's Pake Ha'ore. He says, Afilu, you'll say such a lomdis, that the minche, there's a remes, there's a smachte, a tikkun neviim, it's not like a deraise. This is nile, it's a drabono. He says, that would be very good if we were speaking about not to daven minche, or not to daven ni'ile. So we'll say, look, minche is a deraise. So we're not matche minche, we're matche ni'ile. That v'cheire le teis v'shita that we mentioned before is good. But he says, here we're speaking about the maimed. This was tefillahs that was b'shas, they, daven, minche. So they were meisiv tefillahs, whatever the tefillahs was. He says, these tefillahs are zicher, this is zicher darabonon. So weiter, what's the chilek of the maimed of minche than the maimed of ne'ile? But it could be if they were makasha, the tefillah of the maimodis, they were makasha to the tefillah of minche. I mean, perhaps this is a shtickel tzustel. It's brought down in halacha. If a person has money, either he can buy wine for Kiddush Shalayla, or he can buy a piece of fish for Einik Shabbos. So, which should he buy? So the loch is you buy wine. You'll have your bukala and wine. That's it. That's how the Suda Shabbos will be. Now, Einik Shabbos is Midivrei Kabbalah. The fish is not Tamazayitz. It's Einik Shabbos, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. The wine, Be'emeson, is so other Zachreyu Alayayin. Maybe it's also Midivrei Kabbalah. Maybe it's even less than that. It's Psaremes, Zachreyu Alayayin. Afal Pikein, wine is a Kedima over fish. Because Kiddush Batzim is a daraisa.
So the wine of the Kiddush Laila, even though this is more chashiv than Oinik Shabbos. So we see that a prat in a mitzvah deiraisa is a pesachshivis of a deiraisa. So perhaps we could say on the Gvura Saris Kashe, I mean, the maimed of mincha, if we say that mincha is more chomer than nila, because mincha is a deraisa, because it's a smach, so maybe the maimed of mincha tak is also, so this is a prat in a mitzvah deraisa, so therefore we are not doiche the maimed of mincha. Let us see Taisvitz, mahefresh ben zel is a kloima. So Taisus doesn't learn the way Rashi said that the Kash is, why is the Kodin Eitzim, Doiche, Nile, and not Minche? No, we're comparing the Kodin Eitzim with the Kodin Musaf. Kloima, my hefrish ben Kodin Musaf, the Kodin Eitzim. The Kodin Musaf, Doiche, Minche. The Kodin Eitzim, Leidochi, Minche. What is the difference between the Kodin Musaf and the Kodin Eitzim? Sa'alo, lo divrei teire, Musaf. The Musaf is a divrei Torah. I mean, there's a chiyuv Musaf lahachi kadochi minche. Bahavi mi divrei Torah. The minche is also mi divrei Torah. The dachsach mir means that the chiyuv to be oimed by the kavas haMusaf. That's mi divrei Torah. That's mi stomach, just like by the tomit, by all kabonas sibo, is a chiyuv that we learn at tishmeru, that the bailam should be standing there, and the bailam and the danshei maimed is the mokim klal Yisrael. So by a korban sibo, so there's a chiyuv mi divrei Torah to be by the akrovas hamusev, just like there's a chiyuv to be by the akrovas hatomit. So memele, so lohachi kadochi minche, bahavi midivrei teire. Because the doiche minche bahavi midivrei teire. Avor korben eitzim, bahavi midivrei seifrim, that what they have to be there by the korben eitzim, that's only midivrei seifrim, it's not a korben tzibo. Again, we see from the Lashon HaTosfos, I mean, it's Teuche Nile, not Teuche Minche, not the way Rashi said. Rashi also says the same thing, Maime de Nile, Maime de Minche. Tosfos says Nile and Minche. Now, Rashi says that we're not Geiris, the Ne'ila Medivrei Seichna Tzricha Chizek Loi Garsinim Ocher. The Goyin Seichen Tzu Avala Goyinim Gorsi. The Goyinim are Goyristis, the Divrei, the Divrei Seichna Tzricha Chizek Ve'ayim Tav. So the Batanurim is a different pshat. But the Nura says as follows. Korban Musaf midivrei Torah. V'dinu shelo yitche elo maimed de minche. The Korban Musaf yedalek elo meichesh dilme mitchi korban. You don't have to be afraid that the korban will be nitche. I think it means you don't have to be afraid that the amide b'shas akrovos akorban will be nitche. The divrei Torah leiboi chizik. So you don't have to ensure, there's nothing but to worry about. That means even though the time is very short, so, if you're going to tell me that Nila, they have to be by the maimed of Nila, they have to take care of. So maybe because of that, there'll be mevato. The standing there by the Musaf. So you don't have to worry about it. Divrei Torah loy boy chizik, don't worry about it. The lakala meichesh dulme matri kolben. To be matri the kolben Musaf. Avor kolben eitzim, ke divrei seifrim domi. Tzamin, Zulcher da Tzamin, they don't have to be there by Minat Teure, by the Korban Eitz, it's not a Korban Tzibur. V'dinu, therefore, the din is the litchi, Maimed de Mincha Ude Ne'ile, Riboi Chizuk, Ki Heichad Loi Litchi Korban Eitz. So the Rav learned Pshat, and this I say since the Shittish HaGoinim, that's what Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Azra brings b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, that the Korban Eitzim is Deichen Nile, it's Deichen Nile v'kol Shkein Mincha. So it's Deichen, both of them. So why do you have to be Deichen Sai Nile and Sai Mincha by the Korban Eitzim? Because afraid if we won't, because Tivrei Seifim need Chizik. If he won't be doiche both, perhaps that he won't, so they won't be oimed b'shas akravas akorban eitzim. And me'ikra didn't have to be oimed there, it's not a korban tzibur. It's only at the rabbon and the kedin that they have to be there. So divrei seifrim tzrichim chizik, so to ensure that they should not be mevato the amide b'shas akravas akorban eitzim, we said the potter from Mincha and Nile Baal Divret Seifrem Tzrichem Chizik. So that's the three pshotim in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zman Atze Kahanim Ba'om. Tonder Rabbonu Lomo Hutzruchu Loimel Zman Atze Kahanavam. Why do we have to specify there was a certain Zman for Atze Kahanavam? The Mishnah says specify 9 Zmanim. Omruk She'olu B'nei HaGoyle Leimotsu Eitzim B'lishke. The B'nei HaGoyle Va'oyle by the Baye Sheini, there was no Eitzim B'lishke. Va'omdu Eilu Visnadvu Mishalehem. And these mishpoches were misnadev mishalahem. Vekach hisnu nevim shebineim. So because of this isnadvus, the nevim shebineim made a double takona. Number one, shafilu lishke malei eitzim, yu eilu misnadvim mishalahem, that each year, that they should bring that day eitzim, even though there's no need for eitzim, the lishkas malay eitzim. Shenemar v'agoyro loy sipalnu, they were mapul goyro. And Rashi says there, they were mapul goyro, how much eitzim each mishpocha should be menadev. Al kuban ha'eitzim, ha'kahanim, ha'levim, v'om, l'hovi, l'beis, l'keinu, l'beis, abiseinu. Le'itim mizumonim, and certain times, shona b'shona, each year, le'vayer al mizbach Hashem alekeinu kakosu v'atayr. So me'mele, so what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Omdo eilu zman diktoni b'masnissen ahochi hutztuchu limnois, the town of the Mishnah had to specify the Zmanim of the Korban Eitzim. That means that this should be a Takonah Kavua, they should never be pushed away. So that's why the Mishnah is being mefarat these Zmanim, because they were Zeiche, by the first Isnadvis, there was Zeiches, it was at Takonas Nevi'im, that there was Zeiches L'chol Adairis, to have the Schus to bring a Korban Eitzim on these manim. V'imoem, Kahanim, Ulevi'im, V'chol, me, whoever did not know which Shevet he belonged to, that was from the Misnadvi Eitzim. Then we had, Goin Ve'eli, U'b'nei Koitzei K'tzias. The Tana Rabbana, Mahoyu b'nei goin ve'eli u'b'nei koitzei k'tzis. Omru, Pam achas gozro ha-malchus k'zeira al Yisrael. Seems this was by the Baye Sheini. There was a double k'zeira. Shele yaviyu eitzim l'maroche. That they should not bring eitzim l'maroche. ושלא יביאו ביקורים לירושלים. There shouldn't be ביקורים לירושלים. The Marsha says they weren't bekoyach to be mevatel and ganzen the function of the Beis HaMikdash Baal Koponim, these in Yonim, they were able to be mevatel. Vayishivu prusdois al hadrochim, and they put shomrim al hadrochim, kederich shehoshiv Yerovam ben Nevat shlo yali Yisrael al regel. So there were certain roads you have to go to in order to get to Yerushalayim, and there was a roadblock there, there was Shomrim there. And they asked these two inyonim, Avos Bikurim, and Eitzim La'atzeyam Aroche. Ma'osu Ksheirim V'yireichet Sheba'oisei Adoy. We'll see later, there's a similar, there it just says, okay, we'll come later, then we'll say over the Masha. Ma'osu ksheirim v'yireichet sheba'oisei adar. That means a person will say, no, I wanted to bring, but onus rachmona patrei. No. The ksheirim v'yireichet sheba'oisei adar said, what's pshat, they're preventing us to bring? We have to find an eitzah to bring, even though they're preventing us to bring. And it involves the sakonas nefoshes. The shomrim did not let them go through. Aviu sale bikurim. They brought sale bikurim with bikurim inside them, but the chipum biktias, but they covered it, they camouflaged it with dried figs. So they have a whole big sal of dried figs. Venotlum. They took it, on the bottom there was some bikurim, and it was covered mostly with dried figs. Ve'ali al kasfeyim, and on their shoulders they were carrying an ali, which is a keli with which they press together the dried figs. They make a gulei dveila, they make a gulim with them. So this is the ali. So they're walking innocently towards Yerushalayim, and they have figs to press. The kivin shegiu eitzel prusdois. No, they came to the shomrim. Omru lehem lehechen atahochem. Where do you intend to go? Omru lehem lase shnei gulei dveila b'machteshe shelefaneinu. That means there was another keli that they needed to press it in. But al kaponim, yeah, that's over the border. But these are al kaponim. We're coming with the ali and with the ktsias, and just we're going over there. We have a place there. There's a machteshes. We'll be able to press out our figs. Ube ali, so that's machteshes shelafoneinu. Ube ali shel kaspeinu. Kivin sheobru mehem. So after they got past the guards, itrum. So the bikurim, which had been camouflaged the whole time, itrum besalim. Vevim l'Yerushalayim. So the Marsha says that there was a double gzeire. There was a gzeire that you're not allowed to bring bikurim. There was a gzeire you're not allowed to bring eitzim latzei meroche. And they accomplished both. The ali they gave, that was used for the atzei meroche. And the camouflaged bikurim was favos bikurim. So the Gemara says, Tona hein b'nei salmoi hanesei, salmai hanesei fosi. They did similarly what the salmai hanesei fosi did. Tona rabboni, ma hein b'nei salmai hanesei fosi. Omru pam achas gozor hamalchus gzeir al Yisrael, shal yaviu eitzim lemaroche. This was a different man, but al kaponim, the Salmai hanesei fosse had the same type of eitzah, how to avoid these gzeiris. Gozor hamalchus gzeir al Yisrael, shal yaviu eitzim lemaroche. Vayishivu prusdois al adrochim, kederech shehoshiv Yerovam ben Nevat al adrochim, shloyalu Yisrael regel, just like Yerovam ben Nevat b'shaita did by the Bayis Rishon. Ma'osu yirei chet sheba'isei do, הביאו גזירייה, they took גזירי עצם, ועשו סולומץ, and they made ladders, והניחו על כספיים, these were long ladders, 6-foot ladders, and it was a big schlep, והולכו להם, and they're walking with their ladders, כיוון שגיעו אצלון אומר להם להיכם אתם הולכים, where do you intend to go? אמרו להם, להביא גזלס משויבך שלפנינו, that means over the border, we have שויבכס there, we need the ladders, no ladders over there, so how does one get to the שויבך? That's where we're bringing our ladders. בסולום משל כספינו, כיוון שעברו מהם, פירקום, it took apart the ladders, והביאים והלום לירושלים. They brought these ladders to Yerushalayim, and these ladders were used for the Atzei HaMaroche. The Marsha says that it's very interesting. Before we had a Loshen, K'sheirim V'yirei Chet Sheba'oisei Hadoel. And here it says, V'yirei Chet Sheba'oisei Hadoel. That's what the Gemara says. So the Marsha says, I think this is Pshat in the Marsha. The Goyim says in an oath that chet is a loshen chesor, that is missing something. That's a taich chet. So the yirei chet means that the yirei was that is missing. Chet means that there was a yirei that is missing the efshoris, the possibility to be makav kabonis on the mizbeach. That was the chet. That the Mizbeach is missing something. That's the Yirei Chet. By Bikurim, Tapshat, the missing. There's a mitzvah on them to bring Bikurim. So that's the Ksheirim Sheba'i Seder. They wanted to make sure that they should be able to have this mitzvah. So that's Ksheirim. But the Yirei Chet is on, that what is a chesoron of Atzei Merochet that the Mizbeach can't function. The Marsha also says that these people, the Salmai Hanaseifosi, Be'emison, they did not donate the Eitzim. Whoever wanted to bring Eitzim for the Atzei HaMaroche, the Marsha says they came to that, they made the ladders, they were in the ladder business. They made the ladders in such a way, Mr. Thomas, that you could easily convert them to Atzei HaMaroche. But it wasn't their Eitzim. Because the Mashiach Sakashu, we find by the Menadve Eitzim, B'nei Goynvi Eli, U'B'nei Kaitzi K'tziyes, Be'esrim Boy. That means this B'nei Goynvi Eli, there was a Besunderes man that they brought their Korban Eitzim. So the Mashiach asks, so why did these Salmoin and Seifosi, why wasn't there Asman? Why didn't they have Asman when to bring the Korban Eitzim? What are they different than the Bnei Ali and the Bnei Ali and the Kaitzik Tzias? So the Masha answers, because the Bnei Goinvili, Bnei Kaitzik Tzias, not only did they think of an Eitzah how to bring the Atzei HaMaroche, they donated the Atzei HaMaroche also. Masha Enkin, so Mamela, they were Zeicher Ledeiris, that this Zman, they were Zeicher, that was that their day of to bring a Korban Eitzim. Masha Enkin, these Salmai Hanaseifosi, they weren't Menadev Eitzim, they just perhaps offered their services to make ladders, but therefore, they weren't zeichet amyuchadik as man to bring a korban eitzim. Valeyem valkiyotzi behem oimer zeicher tzadik levroche. Vayirovim ben avot v'chaverav nemar v'shem rishoyim yirkov. The Masha says, we find kabiyoch by the Rebbeinu Shalom, ze shmi v'ze zichri. The shem is the shem ha'etzim. And the Zeicher is the Kinoi, that's Zichri, how we carry the Rabbi Yisrael. That's not Shmi, that's Zichri. So he says, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is saying that we're not mentioning their name, like later we'll have, he mentioned certain mishpachas, Zatu ben Yehuda, Yenodov ben Reichel, they were mentioning the shame of the mishpacha. Here we're just mentioning the Zeicha, B'nei Goin Ve'Ali. We're not speaking, we're not mentioning any names, B'nei Goin Ve'Ali. So he says, Zeicha, afilu the Zeicha of a tzaddik. We're not speaking about the shame etzem. It's also Livrocha. Masha'enkem, if yen is a rosha, shame reshoim Yirkov. Afilu the etzem shame is also Yirkov. Let us see the Rashi. Is it Rashi, Prusdois, Shemrim? Bikurim Odom Nichnas Losech Sadeyu, Roya Eshkel Shabiker, Taine Shabikra, Koishele Gemi Voisa Oisa Bikurim. Bikziyais Tainim Yeveshim, these are dried out Tainim, Koishin Oisam, Voisa Mehem Agulim, they make Agulim out of this. Ochi Garsinat Veheli Al Kaspeyim Buchne. Machteshesh shelofoneinu, shubemokim acher lofoneinu besomach. That's afterwards, is the machteshes there. We're just bringing the ali and the ktsiyas. Vizeg goin vi ali, al shem shem mizganvin mina prusdois, al iske ali. They're able to fool them, with the isik of an ali. Hein, hein, b'nei salmai hanuf tseifosi. Cain mices are also they duplicated the eitzer of Bnei Salmei Hanaseifosi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tone. Now let us refresh our memories. Let us just see the Mishnah counts the nine zmanim. That where there's money of Korban Eitzim, so the Mishnah says as follows: Zman Atzikane Vom Tisha Be'echad Benissen Ne'orach Ben Yehuda. So that was the Zman of Orach Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim B'tamiz Ne' David Ben Yehuda. So these were descendants from David HaMelech. Be'chmisha Be'ov Ne' Parish Ben Yehuda, a different mishpoch in Shevet Yehuda. B'shiva boy b'nei Yenodov ben Reichel, b'asora boy b'nei Sino ben Binyamin, b'chmisha osa boy b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. So dvar we had different mishpachas. B'moim kanem levim b'chomisha to b'shivtai b'nei goyin b'yali b'nei kaitzik tziyas. B'esrim boy, now we have unclear inyonim. B'esrim boy b'nei Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda, the children of the governor of Moyav ben Yehuda, to the Psoei Sosom de Koloshin, Be'esrim Be'elo, that was Esrim Be'ov, Be'esrim Be'elo, B'nei Odin Ben Yehuda, Be'echad Be'tevis, Shavu B'nei Parush Shnia. Now, so B'nei Parush, they came B'chamisha Be'ov, they came again Be'echad Be'tevis. So when the Mishnah speaks about the second time around, so the Mishnah says, Shavu, they came back a second time, and they parush shniya. Now let us see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, Be'esrim boy b'nei pachas moyev ben Yehuda. Now this is a very modern notion, pachas moyev, the children of pachas moyev, the governor of moyev. Tone, b'nei pachas moyev ben Yehuda, hein hein, B'nei David ben Yehuda. This is B'nei David. And what's Pachas? Because David HaMelech originated from Rus, and Rus was Bitei Shel Egle Melech Moyev. So we want to mention, so these are the B'nei David who originate from Egle Melech Moyev. That's B'nei Pachas Moyev ben Yehuda. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yosi Omer, hein hein b'nei Yoyov ben Tzruya. Tzruya was a sister of David HaMelech, so they also had the same Elter Zayde, Egle Melech Moyev, they stam from Rus HaMoyeviya. So that's Pachas, b'nei Pachas Moyev ben Yehuda. So here we are, Machloikis, in B'nai Pachas Moyav, Ramei holds that's B'nai David, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's B'nai Yoyav. Be'esrim Be'elo, and let's go a little further, Be'esrim Be'elo B'nai Odin Ben Yehuda. Tonu Rabbonon B'nai Odin Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nai David Ben Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that Odin is going on David HaMelech. We'll see why in Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Odin, the Lashon of Odin is like, he's curled up. He's bent over and curled up like a worm. See in Rashi, and that David HaMelech, Bishas, he used to learn, so he used to be completely, his whole goof used to be Mekusher and Mechupol Ba'atzmoy, he was completely involved in learning. So, the Bnei Odin is going on the Bnei David. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Hein Hein Bnei Yoyav Ben Tzruya, that Odin is going on Yoyav. He also had this mile of being an Odin, of being Mekusha, Mechupel, when he learned. Now, Be'echad B'Tevis, Shavu Bnei Parishniya. Now, it says Be'echad B'Tevis, and now in the Nines manim, so it says, Parush had the second chance to bring again Kobanetim. So it says here, Shavu b'nei Parush niya. So money mas nisa. So the Gemara asks, we have a big problem in our Mishnah. Lei Rabbi Meir, v'lei Rabbi Yehuda, v'lei Rabbi Yosi. That means, according to all these Tanoim, there were other zmanim that Mishpoches came for the second time. According to Rameya, B'nai Pachas is B'nai David. So we had B'nai David in the beginning. Now B'nai Pachas, so it should have said in the Mishnah, Shavu B'nai David Shniya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so B'nai Odin is B'nai David. So again it should have said, when the B'nai Odin came, Shavu B'nai David Shniya. According to Rabbi Yossi, we heard that Sai B'nai Odin, Sai B'nai Pachas, B'nai Yoyev Ben Tzruya. So the second time he should have said, Shavu B'nai Yoyev Ben Tzruya. And the only place the Mishnah says Shavu is only by B'nai Parush. But it doesn't say Shavu Sai B'nai David and Sai by B'nai Yoyev Ben Tzruya. So Ibezoi is Eishkishpar, that the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya, not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Moni mas nisin, loy Rabbi Meya, v'loy Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy Rabbi Yehuda. I Rabbi Meya, listenu, shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda. The Mishnah started off, Bnei David ben Yehuda brought in the beginning, and then now it should have said, when it's been by Bnei Pachas, it should have said, Shavu Bnei David ben Yehuda Shniya. He Rabbi Yehuda, so Bnei Odin is Bnei David. Listen to Shavu Bnei David ben Yehuda Shniya. He Rabbi Yossi, listen to Shavu Bnei Yehuda ben Tzruya Shniya. Kumar says, Leilam, Rabbi Yossi, Betray Tanoi, Alibed Rabbi Yossi. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi, but it's taka machlokes in Rabbi Yossi. That means it's a machlokes tanoim if only one, either Bnei Odin or Bnei Pachas, is Bnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya, and the other one is a different mishpacha. So therefore, the only shavu was the Bnei Parush. Let us see Rashi. Ein heim b'nei David ben Yehuda, David Melech Yisrael. Hochi korilei pachas Moyev, that these are the descendants of the governor of Moyev, shebo mirus ha-mayaviyah, because David came from Rus ha-mayaviyah. Yoyav ben Tzruya, shebo mirus ha-mayaviyah, ki Tzruya eim Yoyav achayiz David ha-yisa. Tzruya was the sister of David, Shenema v'achyeseim tzruya v'avigaya. B'nei Odin, we have here about Rabbi Yehuda says, hein hein b'nei David. L'hochi korilei b'sefer Shmuel, it's called Adinoi Ho'atzoni. So this pasuk is speaking about the different milas and tchunis that David HaMelech had, or whatever this is speaking about. Shebisho she'oisek b'toire ma'adin atzmei k'teilas. He winds himself, or he curls himself, he's k'oirech mechapeles atzmei, like a worm. That means he's in ganzen mevatel all his chushim to the amkes and teire. He's not stiff, he's very flexible. She'yoytze le'mulchomo. When he goes out to fight the Muhammad, miskashe ko'eitz. So that is pshat in the posik, adinoi ho'atzoni. He has the maile of ma'adin kitelas, and the koshe ho'atzoni ke'eitz. Heinem b'nayoyev ben tzruye. Pluktehi b'moyev kotn. Chadama adinoi ho'atzoni zedovit. Chadama zayoyev. Listening, so the Gemara asks whoever it's going, if it's according to one of the three, Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, listening, Shovu b'nei David Shniyeh. The Kama Rab Meir, Pachas Moyev, Haine David. Ula Rab Yehuda, b'nei Odin, Haine David. Ubas Nisim Tony Behedye, b'nei David. First we mention b'nei David. B'odik Tony b'nei Pachas Moyev. Dula Rab Meir, Ula Rab Yehuda, b'nei Odin, Haine David. So according to Amen Rabbi Yehuda, we're mentioning a second time Bnei David. So Shavu Shniya Miboyle, should it should have said that they returned a second time. Rabbi Yosi Dama Pachas Moyev Odin Hainu Yoya Shavu Shniya Miboyle. So say that the Bnei Yoya Shavu Shniya. Loilam Rabbi Yosi Utreitanoi Libet Rabbi Yosi. Demand the Omer Bnei Odin Ben Yehuda. Einu bnei yoyev, leisavolod ne pachas moyev, einu yoyev. Lochi leitani shavu bnei yoyev, shniyem. So therefore it doesn't say the bnei yoyev came a second time, because that is a machlekes tanoim, even though we hear that Rabbi Yosi holds both are bnei yoyev, the Tana of a Mishnah holds only one of them is bnei yoyev. Veisviru leit nami deheinein bnei David, dim keshav bnei David shniyem, he boi leil amisni. Ale mishpocha acher is saying, that the other one is a samazay different mishpach. Man doma b'nei pachas moiv hane b'nei yoyev, leisfiroid b'nei odi meine moiv, ele mishpacha acheresin. It is a different mishpach. So memela, so the only one who came twice was b'nei parash. B'nei pachas moiv hane b'nei dovid, lakach nichdes b'nei pachas shebo miru samay aviyo. Hein b'nei yoyev ben tzruya perish, de tzruya hoysa achoyz bas yishay, achoyz dovi tersiv achi yisayim, tzruya vein boim mizer rusam ayaviyo. Ira meyer, de koma b'nei pachas moyev, ben yehuda hein. If you say that b'nei pachas ben yehuda hein, Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, listen b'mas nisen, ki koma b'esrim nepachas ben Moyov, nepachas Moyov ben Yehuda, hoya havle misne b'nei David ben Yehuda shavu shniye. If the nepachas ad b'nei David, according to Rabbi Meir, as you said, they returned the second time. My shem is shavu b'nei parish shniye. Ir ab Yehuda de koma b'nei Odin ben Yehuda, hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, listen shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda shniye. Rabbi Yosi, listen shavu b'nei Yoyev shniye. Shani treitanoi v'alibe d'Rabbi Yosi. V'kash amai leimuk alibe d'Rameya. V'treitanoi alibe d'Rameya. Eistis that the one Tana holds that Bnei Pachas is the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the Bnei Pachas is not Bnei David. Shai tveyesh luk me k'Rameya the stom of the Mestisan k'Rameya. Nirli d'loch imuk alok Rabbi Yosi mishim d'Rabbi Yosi nimuk imoi. So it would be preferable to Zetzain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi. So he Zetzain Taka the Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi, but Al Koponim is Treitanoi Libe de Rabbi Yosi.